All right. And at this point, Scott, will we go ahead and establish a quorum?
Yeah, if you're ready to call the meeting to order, I'll give the roll call, and then I'll read our procedures, and I'll read your statute, and then we can move to the minutes, and we'll just start moving through it.
I think we also need to swear anybody in that would be speaking. Is that correct?
Yeah, we'll give them time. Just before we get to the first public hearing, I would just ask everybody to stand and give truthful testimony and raise your right hand and say, I do. We can do that right before the public hearing starts. I've got David, to remember to do that.
Okay.
David, did you hit record?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, well, we'll go ahead and establish a quorum.
Okay, I'm ready. Corey Robach?
Present.
David Hurd?
Present.
Rick Persinger?
Here.
And Trent Edwards?
Present.
And Rick Caudell?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Okay.
So I would like to welcome everybody this evening to the July 15, 2020 Board of Adjustment public hearing. The Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of the Missouri Revised Statute, Taney County Development Guidance Code, the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request, which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C. And the Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D for all the cases to be heard at this public hearing. The staff report will be read for each application, followed with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon an application, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Please complete a sign-up sheet and leave it right there at the front of the room. When you address the Board of Adjustment before commenting on application, give your name and address and direct all comments or questions to the Board, not anyone in attendance in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless time is granted by the chairman. The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty. One, to hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in enforcement of county zoning regulations. Two, to hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required, determined under the zoning regulations adopted by the County Commission as herein provided. Three, where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under Section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship on the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege, to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
Okay. Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.
So at this point, do we need to discuss the previous meeting's minutes and approve?
This is Corey. I've read through the minutes, and I'd move to approve as is.
I will second that approval. I'm Rick Caudill.
Okay. We have a motion, a second, and everyone to vote.
You want to call us by name?
Corey Robach?
Aye.
David Hurd's aye.
Rick Caudill's aye.
Rick Persinger, I will abstain. I did not attend the meeting.
Trent? Trent Edwards.
Did you lose Trent?
Hi.
Oh, okay. Okay. So the previous meeting's minutes will be approved, and we can go ahead and start with public hearings. I would ask that anybody that would speak would raise your right hand. Do you swear to give honest testimony?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
All right. So, Scott, we can go ahead and start with 20-06V.
I've got a little staff report, and I gave you guys photographs. So 20-06V is a variance request for 1250 Beeler Road in Branson. Norman Smith is seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 7, Table 1, setbacks of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Applicant seeking a 4-foot front property line setback to allow the construction of an 18-by-22-foot deep garage 4 feet away from the front property line. The Section 7, Table 1 property line setbacks minimum front back is 25 feet for subdivisions or county roads. Information on the side, as per the assessor's information, the property is 106-by-122 irregular in size. As one single-family home that was built in 1967 and is lot 30A located in Holiday Hills subdivision. The applicant has stated the following reasons for the variance request. There's no other viable place to put the garage due to the septic tank and drainage fields on the north side of the property. And the rest of the property is basically covered in a special flood hazard layer and some of it is leased from Empire Electric. When you look at, I do have my beacon pulled up. We did find a pin on the front side of that property, so we're confident of our measurements. At that, I would turn it over to the applicant, and I think we included I've got a staff or a packet here, but we included the variance that was allowed by the state for the septic, because they didn't even have room to put it in, so they had to seek a variance to put it closer to the property line. And he's included some photos. There's a water meter on the front side that he's going to have to stay away from, a water valve. So with that, I will turn it over to the applicant and then any questions that the board would have.
Okay. Mr. Smith?
Thank you.
Okay. You would go ahead and...
Norm Smith, 1250 Beeler Road, Branson, Missouri, with my wife, Cordy Smith.
Very good.
And we're seeking to put a garage exactly on top of where our existing driveway is. We're going to keep the fence where it's at, if you look at the photos, and we also planted trees as a barrier for our neighbors. We're keeping the existing trees. If you look to the left side of our house, that's our septic system. Behind our house, within a short distance, is floodplain and all Empire Electric's property, if you're familiar with that area, all the way to Lake Taneycomo. And on the right side, there's no room. So the only place we could figure out where to put it is right where our driveway is, which actually makes it the most, by far the most convenient also. And can answer any questions, We're actually both set to retire in about a year and a half, and we want to make this our permanent home, and that's the only way we can figure out how to get enough storage. It was never meant when it was built to be a full-time house. All the bedrooms, our closets are about this wide, and so we got to find a place to put things. So that's about it. There's no other place we can put it. We're sure hoping that we can have a place. You'll see there's a temporary tent right there. If you need them, we've got a copy for each person.
Thank you.
I've got more if you need it.
This is the driveway. Right now we have a little tent at the end of the driveway. Put like a mower and a little tremolo in there. But where the tent is where the garage would be. it would go. So here's a, you come in with your car this way, and this is the little tent. Behind here are these trees that Norm was talking about. Here's the little, so behind this little tent are these pine trees. We keep those in a little fence behind there. We keep, so the garage itself would just go on the driveway. We're a little limited because of this septic. So it has to fit between here, and behind the tent is a keystone wall. It has to fit between there.
Okay.
The tent presently contains our treadmill because we've got no other place to put it.
Okay. Sure.
Rick, would you like a couple?
I think we'll look at it.
We've seen the
what's in the
package. I think we're looking at.
I think we actually have a copy.
Yep, there are different pages.
Scott, for the record, I think they've just submitted us photos that you've already sent out in the application here. So it's
okay.
The same document that they've just.
We'll get those, and then we'll get copies of them for the. We probably already have them in the file.
Okay.
We'll keep anything given to you tonight.
Okay.
For the files, and we'll get from you.
Okay.
And then before we ask for anybody speaking for or against, I didn't go over the staff reports. I'm sorry, but if the Board of Adjustment would approve this variance, it'd be the following requirements unless revised by the board. Approval of a 4-foot front setback, which would allow an 18-by-22-foot garage to be built within 4 feet of the front property line. 2 would be a Division 1 permit be required. 3, compliance with any other provisions of the thing.